There's also some confusion about the little time of trouble and the big time of trouble. Can you maybe explain to us the difference?
Okay. It is a progressive issue. Now, the little time of trouble is a time period before the implementation of the mark of the beast. So in other words, turmoil in the world will increase, natural disasters will become very prominent. Basically, you can go through the list of Matthew 24 and see what the issues will be at the end of time. There will be many messiahs. And even today, there are some issues that the Messiah is about to reveal himself, and there's great excitement. But Jesus said, you know, when you hear he's in the inner room, when you hear he's in the desert, don't go there, because as the lightning is visible from the east to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. So we have this period of time of great turmoil. And that is called the little time of trouble. When your personal freedoms will be restricted, and eventually the nations become angry, and there's more and more of a clamor for morality. The world is going to pot, they will say. Morality has gone out of the window. And we have all of these turmoils and these calamities, and maybe they'll even say these viruses, because people have left God.
Yes.
Automatically, that will lead people to start introducing religious legislation. Now, if you take the Noahide laws that we talked about, for example, they have a religious connotation, because you have to acknowledge the one God. And you may not blaspheme that God. That is a law.
Yes.
Now, if that is a law, then that means that at some stage it must be implemented. So there must be religious laws attached to those laws. And apparently there are a few hundred laws that are subsections of those laws that can be implemented. Now, if you have to acknowledge the one God, then surely you must also have a day of worship for that one God.
Yes.
So, all of these calamities and this little time of trouble where your personal freedoms are curtailed and where buying and selling becomes difficult because of circumstances which restrict human movement and human freedom will lead to the point where people say all of these things are happening because we have turned our back upon God. We have taken him out of the school system. We've taken him out of public life. We may not even pray. We sacrifice children to Moloch, etc., etc., etc. Let's get back to God. That entails legislation. So eventually, the little time of trouble will then culminate in legal issues and laws which will force you to adhere to a particular moral issue. And once those laws are enacted, which are contrary to God's law, but not necessarily contrary to the laws of the beast, which we are warned against, then you have a moral choice. And once that moral choice becomes the final issue, then you will have the great time of trouble and the plagues will start falling. So after those laws are enacted, there's still a short period when people must be able to make a moral choice. You can't have probation close when the laws are made, because when the laws are made, people must choose between God's law and man's law. And when they're in conflict with each other, it's a moral issue. It's an issue of worship.
Yes. It brings a thought to me about in the spirit of prophecy. There was a quote. There's a book, The Last Day Events, and chapter 10 deals with the little time of trouble. The commencement of that time of trouble here mentioned does not refer to the time when the plague shall begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out, while Christ is in the sanctuary at that time. While the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and the nations will be angry, yet held in check, so as to not prevent the work of the third angel. And that is interesting.
That is interesting. In other words, that legislation, which is contrary to God's law, has the mark of the beast, has not yet been implemented. So we must be in the little time of trouble.
Yes.
Then comes the greater time of trouble, or the great time of trouble, after the implementation, after people have made a decision, then the plagues will fall. And God promises protection from the plagues for all who do not accept the mark of the beast. So it's very important that we understand the mark of the beast. That's why people should perhaps look at some of these lectures to see what the Bible has to say about it. Also, in that time of trouble, that is the time of Jacob's trouble.
Yes.
Now, what was Jacob's trouble? Jacob had grievously sinned in the way in which he went about depriving Esau of his birthright. And in that sense, he was wrestling with God as to whether he was forgiven or not. So in that time when probation is closed and there is basically nothing that you can do about your salvation other than rely on the one who has redeemed you, which is Jesus Christ, that is the time when you go through Jacob's trouble, when you wrestle with God and say, Lord, have I confessed my sins? Have I been forgiven all my sins? Have you washed me in the blood of the Lamb? Is there any fault in me which has prevented you from doing this? This is the mental anguish and the turmoil. And then faith comes in. Faith takes hold of the promises of God, and faith does not let go of them, just as Jacob didn't let go of Jesus with the angel when he wrestled with him. And he said, I will not let you go lest you bless me. That is our anguish. We cling in that time to Jesus and say, I will not let you go lest you bless me. And the Bible says he prevailed with God. And so everybody who has made Jesus his covering, his cleft in the rock, will prevail, because Jesus will cover them with his righteousness.
Also, during the little time of trouble, there's still time to look after yourself, planting.
Aha, yes. When you come to the big time of trouble and the plagues fall, then there is nothing that you can do anymore. You're totally reliant upon God. In fact, you will have to flee to the mountains, because they will persecute God's people, those who refuse the mark of the beast, and proclaim them as enemies of the state. Because now the world has finally come together and decided to do one thing in unison, and here's a group that says, no, it's contrary to God's law, I'm not going to do it. Then there will be huge anger and persecution. And then you have to flee to the mountains, and you are totally reliant upon God. Then you claim the promises that your bread and water shall be sure. If necessary, God will provide manna from heaven, or the ravens will feed you, as in the times of Elijah. But in the little time of trouble, secure for yourselves land where you can grow your own vegetables, because the time of buying and selling will be very acute.
Yes.
So that must precede that time. And also it precedes the mark of the beast, so it has nothing to do with the buying and selling that will be totally cut off the possibility of buying and selling through the legislation of the mark of the beast, which has not yet been implemented.